This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目解答广大的英语爱好者们发来的和英语语言以及英国文化有关的问题。本期节目的问题和满足有关，问题由我来代读。 What is the difference between satisfaction, pleasure, and contentment? 这位网友想知道名词 satisfaction, pleasure 和 contentment 的区别。它们的意思相近，易被混淆。除了这三个词以外，我们还将讲解 gratification 的含义和用法。先来看 satisfaction。名词 satisfaction 指实现愿望或获得需要时的满足。虽然 pleasure 也有这个用法，但它更强调乐趣。
I got real satisfaction from completing the online course. Training people how to do things gives me pleasure.
此外，名词 satisfaction 可以与 job 工作搭配使用。Job satisfaction 指工作满足度。这是一个固定搭配，问题中的其他词语均没有这个用法。请听例句。
I love what I do for work. I get real job satisfaction knowing that I'm helping people.
名词 pleasure 除了表示满意以外，还描述让人感到快乐的情况或人。问题中的其他词语都不能指让人高兴的情况或有趣的人。听两个例句。
It was a pleasure talking with you. David's a pleasure to be around. He's so funny.
Pleasure 也指乐趣。常见的搭配有 little pleasure, 小小的乐趣, guilty pleasure, 让人有负罪感的乐事等。
A quick walk in the park is one of life's little pleasures. Chocolate is one of my guilty pleasures.
You're listening.
To BBC Learning English.
在对比了名词 satisfaction 和 pleasure 之后，来看 gratification. 名词 gratification 所表达的满足感更强烈，突出了完成目标或达到愿望时体会到的快乐、幸福感和成就感。Gratification 可以和 instant 搭配使用。Instant gratification 的意思是立刻获得的成就感。听两个例句。
I felt real gratification in watching my students graduate. Telling her exactly what I thought of her gave me some instant gratification.
最后，名词 contentment 指安于现有的一切，心满意足。Contentment 所指的满足感不如 pleasure 和 gratification 那样强烈，它所指的满足感更类似于 satisfaction， 但 contentment 更多的强调安于自身环境或处境，别无他求。
Her face had a look of contentment that I can only admire. After giving up his job, he found real contentment in volunteering at the community center.
总结一下，名词 satisfaction 是实现愿望、得到所需事物时的满足、满意。比如 job satisfaction 工作满足度。名词 pleasure 用来描述让人感到快乐的情况或人，即乐事、快乐、满意。比如 little pleasure 小小的乐趣 ，guilty pleasure 让人有负罪感的乐事。名词 gratification 所表示的满足要大于 satisfaction， 强调当心愿得到满足时的幸福快乐感。比如 instant gratification 立刻获得的满足感。最后，名词 contentment 指安于现状，心满意足。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.